Here's KLW science reporter Marissa Ortega Welch.
There's this short story by Ray Bradbury I read as a kid that's haunted me ever since.
I can't believe it's really going to happen.
Margot, I know how much you've been looking forward to this, but don't let your hopes get too high. You know, sometimes nature can be fickle.
It takes place on a planet where it rains almost all the time.
It's been 9 years since the sun paid its last visit, and then it was only for an hour.
The premise is a group of school kids are getting ready for this brief window of sunshine.
Can you hear it? What? Listen! The rain! The rain's stopping! The sun's really gonna come out!
But a bully locks one of his classmates in the closet.
William! Let me out, William!
And she misses getting to see the sun. When the bully finally lets her out, she's devastated.
You saw the sun.
Whenever I worry about what life will be like with climate change, I think about the girl in that story and her grief. Scientists have warned us that with climate change, the temperatures will become more extreme, the wildfires more frequent, the weather more unpredictable. And my fear is that we'll all have to live inside, stuck at home. So it was a strange circumstance this spring to find myself confronting that reality, but not because of climate change.
The new public health order that we're announcing will require San Franciscans to remain at home for all but the most essential outings for your safety and the safety of those around you.
The threat lurking outside wasn't hurricanes or wildfire smoke, but a new virus. Like most people, I worried about my loved ones getting sick, about not being able to leave my house. And I worried, would we all be so distracted, understandably, by the COVID crisis that we'd stop doing the work to avoid the climate crisis? It turns out, though, that the two crises are interconnected, and our response to the pandemic just may teach us something about what's in store with climate change. I want to be really clear up front. A pandemic cannot be good for the environment because it's not good for humans. But while we hide inside, things are looking a little brighter outside.
Cities around the globe are reporting less air pollution.
Normally, the air is quite a bit more polluted, but you can see from our Tiburon camera towards San Francisco, lots of blue sky. And that's
with life at a standstill, have you noticed birds singing more?
After one too many Nature is Healing, We Are the Virus posts, I was skeptical. So I called up Catalina Garzón Galvis, senior health educator with Tracking California, an organization that collects health and environment data for the state.
There have been reductions in pollution from ports and freeways due to, you know, declines in commuter traffic.
And she says people are thinking more locally.
By renewed interest in community gardening and growing your own food, supporting community-supported agriculture during this time.
A spokesperson for Recology, San Francisco's waste management service, told me that composting in the city has gone way up. And Catalina says more people are turning to the outdoors for recreation since everything else is shut down.
Some cities like Oakland have created more, you know, streets without car traffic, so opening up those streets to bike and pedestrians.
The outdoors are the new indoors. I don't know about you, but my little backyard has become my new living room. It's the least risky place to have my mom over for dinner. So in the U.S., sheltering in place hasn't meant we're stuck indoors like I'd feared. We're actually encouraged to go outside.
Go out, go for a run, go for a walk, go out, wear a mask, stay 6 feet away. We're not telling people to just lock in.
But it's not all blue skies. Catalina says even though pollution from car commutes is down,
we may be actually getting more emissions than usual in some places.
A Stanford University study showed that methane emissions from things like cattle farms and oil production that are significant contributors to global warming are reaching record levels this year, despite the pandemic. So crisis not averted. In fact, the climate crisis, it's already here. We see it in the Bay Area in the form of more heat waves and devastating wildfires. That has Dr. Linda Rudolph from the Center for Climate Change and Health worried.
What does it mean to respond to a wildfire event or an extreme heat event during the time of COVID?
She says we can remember what it was like during the last big wildfires. Some people had to evacuate their homes and live in shelters. We were all choking on smoke. This year, evacuation shelters could put people at risk of getting COVID. And the rest of us will be stuck at home with no air-conditioned offices or libraries to escape to for a break.
These are times when we also see increases in the number of people going to the emergency room to address the impacts of heat or wildfire smoke. And there's already concerns about the stresses and strains on our healthcare system because of the pandemic.
If you have underlying conditions like asthma or heart disease, wildfire smoke is particularly dangerous.
That's also one of the contributing factors to the worst outcomes with COVID in Black and brown communities.
Because people of color are more likely to live in neighborhoods near freeways or heavy industry where they're exposed to more air pollution.
That is the biggest health situation within what's outdoors is coming indoors.
Margaret Gordon, better known as Miss Margaret from the West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project, has been sounding this alarm for years.
Communities like West Oakland were already disproportionately impacted by health issues prior to COVID. Now it's just added on. It's just one more thing we got to worry about.
Miss Margaret says while the government's response to COVID hasn't been a great success, it's still better than what she's seen in response to the climate crisis.
We're going to have a vaccine for COVID, but we're not going to have a vaccine for air pollution. We will not have a complete structural how to deal with climate justice.
I am curious how the pandemic has impacted climate justice work. Do activists feel like everyone is too distracted by COVID to think about climate change?
Hi, my name is Isha Clark. I am 17. I am born, raised, and educated in Oakland, California, and I am an activist and co-founder with Youth vs. Apocalypse.
If you know who Greta Thunberg is, then you need to know who Isha Clark is. Or maybe you've already seen the viral video of her and a group of activists giving a copy of the Green New Deal to Senator Feinstein. I asked Isha how the pandemic has affected her organizing work.
Of course, in the beginning, it sucked. I was like, we're going to have to completely reimagine activism.
So her group has been turning to social media to engage people while sheltering in place. Meanwhile, though, she says she's seen the pandemic be a wake-up call for people.
I think what it is like this general awareness of like this insecurity right now. I think it's really people being scared and like viscerally experiencing what we've been talking about for a long time.
For me, I think all the emotions I have right now, sadness over people dying, rage over the injustice of who gets sick, anxiety because of our uncertain future, these are all emotions I expected to feel with climate change.
The symptoms almost of COVID are very similar to the symptoms of climate change. I mean, we're stuck indoors. There's this economic collapse that's happening. It's disproportionately impacting Black and brown people and low-income folks.
And Isha says she sees people connecting the dots from the injustices of COVID to police violence and anti-Black racism to climate change.
True climate justice is about dismantling those larger systems of oppression in every way that they exist.
The pandemic has been like a test run for climate change, and the test run isn't going well. Here's Dr. Linda Rudolph again.
Experts knew for decades that we were likely to have a pandemic, and we didn't prepare adequately. And even once it was upon us, we didn't respond with the urgency or the robust response that was required to really prevent catastrophic impacts. And we're going down that same path right now with climate change and health.
Isha agrees, and she hopes that galvanizes people.
The pandemic is something that is containable. But if we don't take action on climate change right now, this, what we're living through, will become a new reality for human beings. And I don't want this to be my reality.
I think about the girl in that Ray Bradbury story. I don't want this to be Isha's reality either. In Oakland, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch for Crosscurrents.